Why do we need to choose our social circle carefully? Let's say that we have a goal to live a good life, whatever that good means to every single one of us. In order to be able to achieve that goal, we need resources, tools, and skills. And one of the most important resources I've found is actually other people. The people that we surround with are the biggest influence on our behavior, attitudes, and results. Over time, who you are around, what they've got you, thinking, saying, doing, and becoming sets the course of your life over time. Jim Rohn says, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. The people you spend your time with, they shape who you are. They determine what conversations dominate your attention, they affect to which attitudes, to which behaviors you're regularly exposed. And eventually, you start thinking the way they think, you start behaving the way they behave. Darren Hardy also says that the people you habitually associate with determine as much as 95%. That's huge, of your success or failure in life. And that's big. That's big. And it has important consequences. So let's say that you have a dream in your heart that could be bigger than the environment that you're in. So you have one of two choices. Number one, either you get out of that environment to see that dream fulfilled, or if you're unable to do that, then at least you can choose the five people that you spend your most time with, and you start to consciously choose those individuals in order to have them support your vision and support the kind of goal that you want to live your life in. And I think that all of us, we can do that. We can practice our autonomy in carefully choosing who we surround ourselves with most of the time.